What is the right thing to do, and what is the right way to do it? This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. What is the right thing to do, and what is the right way to do it? In our lifetime, we think we know what is the right thing to do and what is the right way to do it. And we act that way, and we proceed in all of our activities in that manner. What is the right thing to do, and what is the right way to do it? But really, what is the right thing to do? There are many criteria upon which we base the right thing to do. There are many criteria upon which we base what is the thing that's important for us to do. And then we act upon that. The thing that we do mostly is to think about it, is to judge it. Our parents have often said, think before you act. Don't just be so spontaneous and jump into things and act in such a way that you haven't thought about it first. Have you thought about the repercussions? Have you thought about what would happen if you did it this way? And if you acted that way, what would happen if everybody in the world did whatever they thought of doing, did whatever they wanted to do, and didn't consider all the possibilities and all the ramifications of it? Just remember, what is that all about? Remember how we've heard those things. We've heard that from our parents. We've heard that from our teachers. We've heard that from our clergy. We've heard that from everyone in the world. And we've been taught it is done unto us according to our belief. Now, if a child is trained, when he grows up, he will basically follow that training if he's been trained by teachers and parents and those who love him and those who are interested truly in his highest and best. And he will not have to think what to do first before he does an action. He will know intuitively within himself what is the right thing to do. He will know intuitively within himself what's the right direction for him to go. He will know intuitively what he's going to do. Now, this is what we really want to train ourselves in. We want to train ourselves in intuitive perception. If we have intuitive perception, and we do, then we will always know what is the right thing to do. We'll always know what is the right direction to go. We'll always know how we are supposed to act. And it will not be how we have been trained by our parents. It will not be how we have been trained by society. But it will be an intuitive right, an intuitive correctness of whatever we do. The sooner we are able to train our children to follow their intuitive rightness, their intuitive correctness, the sooner the children will act upon that intuitiveness and act upon it in a beneficial way. We sometimes train people to stop and think what they're going to do before they do it. And when we do that, then logic comes in there. Then reason comes in there. Then motivation comes in there. Then all sorts of things come in there which curb our action from being the finest and highest and best that it can be to being something which is merely a stimulus to the society and to our world that will accomplish a goal that we want to accomplish. When we can learn to act without thinking of one goal we want to accomplish, when we can learn to know the correct thing for us to do without thinking what sort of a response will we get from society or from ourselves or the world, when we know intuitively what to do, when we act upon that, then we will be acting upon our highest and our best. Where is a school that teaches these sort of things? Well, we conducted a school here at the University of Healing campus in 2000, and we'll be conducting one perhaps soon again. But it was a 3-month-long school in which we had people from around the world attending. And people attending this school were taught to listen within. They were taught to introspectively listen to the divine within them. They were taught to do their three-hour meditation. They were taught to listen to the divine within them, instructing their mind and their body and their heart to get out of the way and listen to the divine within. Listen to that divine intuitism, the intuitive divine self that wants to come out, that wants to share, that wants to be. And the candidates for the School of the Master were to a person belligerent. They were to a person thinking that they were the best, that they had already reached the level where they could attend the School of the Master, and they were ready to speak out and be the master that they are. And that very attitude kept many of them during the entire 3 months from experiencing what they could have experienced the first moment they were there, if they had come with perfect humility, with the perfect reception to what was being taught. They came for what was being taught. They knew what was being taught. They were given a perspective on what was coming up in the program. And yet, they still had this attitude, I am going to be a master when I'm done here. I am going to be able to do miracles. I am going to be able to be a unique person, a special person, a wonderful person. Well, now, those desires, of course, are all notable. Those desires are all things that society would say are beautiful and desirable. However, to enter a course as learning the basics of it and think that you know it all already means that you're going to make the course all the more difficult for yourself. If you enter a course and you think that you know as much as the teacher, you know as much as the program is, then why take the course? Just go off and be yourself. But when you can take the course and you can start to learn the self-discipline, the self-dedication, the self-determination, the self-diligence, when you can begin to learn these things and open yourself up to it, then what is the right thing to do and what is the right way to do it is second nature. It's first nature. It's not second nature. It's first nature for us. And we learn to be untouched. We learn to be non-possessed by the world about us or non-judgmental as to the program we're taking or the things we're doing. And we're absolutely one-pointed. It's a wonderful thing when we can realize intuitively we will always know the right thing to do and the right way to do it. Intuitively, we will always be the finest and best and most fantastic being on the face of the earth. Intuitively, we will know that. And intuitively, we will live that. And intuitively, we are that. The students from the School of the Master, after the 3-month period of being here on campus without having any outside contact, finally settled down to realizing that everything that they were being asked to do had a purpose, and everything they were being asked to do led them to their finest and their best. Everything they were asked to do, however silly it was, whatever insignificant it appeared to be, however insignificant it appeared to be, when they did it, and they did it with an open heart, and they did it without any other thought except to follow what they were told to do, then they became self-disciplined, and they disciplined themselves in those things that they were supposed to do and did. They were wonderful. They were glorious. Today, years now after the School of the Master students have gone back to their normal activities in life, many report back that the School of the Master was the beginning of their step into mastership, the beginning of their step into who they really are. And they realized that that step was so important, that step was so vital, that from that point forward they knew what was the right thing to do and the right way to do it. They no longer sought after things in the outer. They sought after things in the inner, and the outer took care of itself, as it always does. Are you ready for your intuitive awakening now? If you're ready for your intuitive awakening now, and you are willing to follow it, your first thought, which is a rather difficult thing to do when you're not accustomed to doing it, but listen, and you'll know intuitively what is the right thing to do and the right way to do it. For there is only one way to do anything, and that is listening to the divine within ourself and following what the divine within ourself has to say about anything that we in our human world consider in the slightest. Because our divine self always knows the answer, always is the answer, and always makes us feel very, very good when we have done what we know we should do. Think upon these things. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.